Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 79. Lows dip down to about 55. Tonight, clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 81. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Lots of sunshine and dry Saturday and Sunday, mid-80s. Saturday, low 80s by Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 52.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State lawmakers say they are discussing a new potential waiver giving disabled Kansans around the state a new way to seek support from state agencies. As KSNT News reports it right now, the Intellectual Development and Disability Waiver, also known as the IDD Waiver, is a state program that serves thousands of Kansans by offering financial services and other accommodations. However, there is a long waiting list for these benefits right now, with forcing some individuals to wait several years before they are able to get approved and get the support. And because of that, during yesterday's Special Committee on Health and Social Services, state lawmakers discussed a new community support waiver program designed to help Kansans who do not need 24-hour support. The current waiver offered by the state with the IDD waiver gives Kansans up to $70,000 worth of support services every single year. However, they say, according to recent studies, that roughly 30 to 40% of those on the program do not need that much support.
Why do winners play at Seven Clans Casinos? The numbers don't lie. From Wichita to Texas, Seven Clans has the only certified loose casino, as verified by Strictly Slots Magazine. That's why winners play here. Plus, use your Seven Clans rewards card for even more perks and offers. It's official. Seven Clans Casinos have the area's only certified loose slots.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. The stadium lights heat up on Fox College Football Friday as TCU and Arizona State battle it out at 8. Saturday gets started with Big Noon kickoff at 9 and Utah and West Virginia at 11. Then it's Baseball Night in America with MLB action starting at 6. On Sunday, sparks fly in Week 4 of the NFL as the Eagles and Buccaneers clash at noon. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Lieutenant Governor for the State of Kansas and Commerce Secretary David Tolan has announced that we could be seeing some new murals across the state in different small towns after a statewide grant is funding more than $75,000 for murals to be placed around the state. As KSN News reports, that the new Rural Mural Program will be supporting 12 different projects designed to showcase local culture and boost to community pride. As a statement from Tolan said, quote, our rural communities are the backbone of what makes our state so great. They're rich in culture, resilience, and unique identity. Investing in these large-scale art pieces allow communities to signal not only hometown pride, but a commitment in harnessing creativity to drive economic growth across the state. Some of the towns included in the new program include the town of Belle Plaine, with more than $7,000 coming in with a mural, Halstead having more than $7,000, the town of Harrington receiving $3,000, the community of Jewell at $6,000, and others. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The nonprofit activist organization known as Civic Nebraska says that they are sounding the alarm on the push from the Department of Justice's request for Nebraska's voter registration data with in partnership with the Secretary of State's Office for the State of Nebraska. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, this comes amid the federal government's attempt to try and gain personal data from across the United States after the DOJ ended up citing the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 and the Help America Vote Act of 2002, saying information is necessary to ensure that states maintain accurate voter registration lists. However, some say that it's concerning and could lead to a lack of privacy for residents in Nebraska.
Once this information is out of the state's control, we don't know what will happen to it. The cybersecurity risk would immediately soar in this case, and it would set a very bad precedent.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's kickoff time at Midwest Kia, and we're starting the season with a touchdown-worthy deal all September long. When you shop any new 2025 Kia in stock, you'll have three unbeatable offers on the field. Loyalty pricing, $1,000 trade assistance, Kia Finance bonus cash, and here's the play call. You get to go for two. That's right. Pick any two of those three offers and combine them for the perfect drive and the savings. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's your play, your deal, your drive. And it's only at Midwest Kia. Don't wait for overtime. Swing by Midwest Kia all September long and go for two on a brand new 2025 Kia. Midwest Kia, where you always score big.
We want to see you.
Back to school means your household is back online. With Blue Valley Technologies, try out a 3-month internet speed boost with no long-term commitments. Keep your family connected with 24/7 tech support plus parental controls with worry-free Wi-Fi. Sign up to receive 3 months free plus free installation. Not a current Blue Valley Technologies customer? Sign up for the best in internet service and get a $100 bill credit. Visit bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A newcomers event is planned this evening in Marysville, designed for those who've resided here 5 years or less. Anyone is welcome and encouraged to attend, with 24 organizations present to share their programs and opportunities for involvement, as well as kids' activities, complimentary refreshments, and door prizes. Come and go at this casual event at Venue 36 at the east edge of Marysville this evening from 5 until 7, which will culminate in a community sing-along at 7 with folk singer Matt Watroba. Additional information on the One Marysville Facebook page. Marysville Public Library will host a come-and-go creative makerspace for kids Friday from 10 to 2. Materials provided, kids and families are welcome to drop by. Children under 8 must be accompanied by someone 12 or older. Injury accidents were reported in Washington County. September 18th, Randy Walling, age 73, of Washington, was slowing to turn off K-15 about 2.5 miles south of Washington. His vehicle struck from behind by Jarek H. Wishy, age 23, of Barnes. Both drivers transported to the Washington County Hospital, Wishy with minor, Walling with serious injuries. Walling was later life-flighted out. September 2nd, Colton L. Shotty of Bremen and Amanda J. Miller of Wymore collided on Hollenberg Avenue just west of Upland Road. Miller was transported to Hanover Hospital with minor injuries. August 24th, a passenger fell from a UTV driven by Colin J. Wood of Hanover in the 200 block of South Hanover Street. He was seriously injured. And August 20th, Logan Sherwood of Hollenberg lost control in the 2800 block of Rainbow Road in Washington County. His vehicle struck a cement culvert. The driver was transported to the Fairbury Hospital. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Sunday afternoon. A bicyclist from Lincoln, Joshua Shear, age 51, collided with a pickup driven by Seth Gale, age 21, on the Homestead Trail at the intersection near East Elm Road. The cyclist was transported to a Lincoln hospital with injuries. Homecoming is Friday at Washington County High School. Queen candidates are Layla Folstrup, Jaden Laughlin, and Sage Swaim. King candidates Gavin LeDuc, Eli Chandler, and Tucker Hubbard. A pep rally and parade is planned downtown in front of United Bank and Trust Friday afternoon at 2:30, crowning at 6:30 Friday evening ahead of the football game. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved a request for Black Squirrel Day Saturday, October 18th, downtown. Games will be featured from 3 until 5, live music 5 until 7, costume contest at 8 with the Marysville High School Band performing at 8. Approval was given for the junior class at Marysville High School to apply temporary painted sidewalk logos downtown and throughout the community as a fundraiser for prom. Updated well lease agreements were approved. An evergreen will be planted Friday afternoon at 2:30 at the Pony Express Plaza downtown in honor of Arbor Day. The tree will then serve as a living Christmas tree. Work continues on South 11th Road and is roughly two-thirds complete. Change orders involving the water, storm sewer line, and sidewalk extension may result in savings over $70,000. The U.S. 36 15th Street storm sewer project is roughly half complete. Work is to begin late this month, then, on South 12th Road, perhaps a portion of Keystone Road, as existing surface is reworked. And construction will begin mid-October on the South US 77 project from the North City Park entrance to Jackson Street, with southbound lanes done this fall and northbound lanes this spring. Brian T. Gray, age 49, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday after a battle with cancer. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 10:30 at the University Christian Church in Manhattan, with a graveside service Saturday at 1 at the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Visitation Friday, noon until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Brian Gray. Cheryl Youngeberg, age 78, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 7. Family will greet friends Sunday from 3 until 5 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Cheryl Youngeberg. Janice Jan Schell, age 79, of the Wymore Blue Springs area, passed away Monday. Service is planned Monday, 10:30 at the Blue Springs Methodist Church. Graveside service Monday at 2 at the Fairbury Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 2 until 8 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Jan Schell. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, shrimp Alfredo with garlic bread, salad and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, roast beef, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and lime pears. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the lower 80s. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Still staying warmer as we head into next Sunday with our highs in the lower 80s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More sunshine throughout next Monday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then staying sunny throughout Tuesday as well with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Staying clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine will continue as we head into next Wednesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And temperatures still staying warmer throughout much of next week. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 78, record high on this date 94. The average low 53 and the record low 34. Sunrise this morning 7:18, sunset this evening at 7:20. 52 degrees ahead of sunrise. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 25th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:17. Since 1952, the U.S. Constitution has been on display in the National Archives building in Washington, D.C. Currently, all four pages are displayed behind protective glass framed with titanium. To protect the parchment's quality, the cases contain argon gas and are kept at 67 degrees with a relative humidity of 40%. This minute provided by the Arthur Barrett Chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution, in honor of Constitution Week.
Day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia. Still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday. Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hardware store.
Yesterday turned out to be Double Shot Wednesday. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Kyle Schwarber hits two home runs. Aaron Judge hits two home runs. And in Seattle, after hitting number 59 in the first inning.
Swing and a drive, deep to right field. There it is, number 60, the modern-day Bambino. has just tied Babe Ruth's record of 60 home runs for third all-time in American League history.
Seattle Sports, 7:10 a.m. Mariners beat Colorado, which also clinches the American League West first division title since 2001 for Seattle. Aaron Judge hitting two in the Yankees win over the White Sox. That, combined with Toronto's 7-1 loss at home to Boston, means the Blue Jays and Yankees are now tied in the AL East. AL Central, Cleveland is in first place. 5-1 win over Detroit last night. Tigers' eighth straight loss. They're now a game behind the Guardians in the division, and the Tigers are sitting in the third wild card spot, but it's just a one-game lead over the Astros. Houston shut out by the Athletics yesterday. National League, Kyle Schwarber hits two of the Phillies' eight home runs. They beat the Marlins 11-1 and clinch a first-round bye. Dodgers 5-4 and 11 in Arizona. Padres fall 3-1 to the Brewers. L.A. leads the division by 2.5. Their magic number to clinch is down to 1. As for the wild card race, Mets lose at Wrigley 10-3 to the Cubs, but they still hold the third wild card spot with the Diamondbacks loss to L.A. and the Reds losing to the Pirates 4-3 in 11. NFL, Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is practicing. Playing status still up to the doctors. Giants coach Brian Daboll saying emphatically yesterday the benching of Russell Wilson in favor of Jackson Dart was his decision, and the change is for the remainder of the season. Like the Giants, the Titans are 0-3. Their coach Brian Callahan insisting the trading away of cornerback Jarvis Brownlee is not the start of a fire sale. College football committee meetings in Illinois yesterday, still no consensus as to the future format for the college football playoff.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Stay up to date with your high school football teams on the Coach's Corner, airing each evening following sports at around 5:20, with Monday Spotlight on Southern and Diller Odell, Tuesday Centralia and Axtell, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursday Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Fridays Washington County and Marysville. It's the Coach's Corner following our evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. On air, online, on our mobile app, your sports leader in Northeast Kansas.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. The major stock indexes fell for a second day in a row. The Dow Jones losing 171 points yesterday to close at 46,121. The S&P and the NASDAQ composite each slipped 0.3%. Futures overnight were unchanged. Commodities traders are trying to unbox comments from Chairman Jerome Powell about the Fed's need to balance its approach to interest rates. Gold prices steadied on Wednesday, trading near the record high hit the day before. The NFL's Finance Committee has approved the sale of a portion of the Chicago Bears to a group of existing owners. The deal puts the total value of the team at $8.9 billion. The Dallas Cowboys remain the league's most valuable franchise. And mailing a letter next year will cost the same as it does this year. The post office confirms that it will not ask to raise the price of a first-class stamp in January. Over the summer, the price jumped a nickel to 78 cents. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 model LTZ71 pickups. One silver, the other is blue. They have a 2025 Silverado 1500 work truck, new, priced at $41,700. A 2025 Colorado four-wheel drive Z71 package, and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James. Darren. Good Thursday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the fourth day of the trading week here in just a little bit. As we take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day, it was not a kind one for the most part. For the grains market, they finished up all in the red as they had a shift midway through the trade day. They were in the green, but then quickly went into the red. For the seeds market, they finished up too all in the red as they kept going into the red a little bit deeper as the day went on. And for the livestock market, the cattle were in the green to start the day, but quickly went into the red, and the hogs started and finished in the red. We'll see if these trends can turn things around throughout the trading day today. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. Starting off with the corn market, December corn down 2 cents at 424 and a quarter. March corn also down 2 cents at 441 even. Kansas City wheat for December down 4 3/4 at 506 3/4. March Casey wheat down 4 1/4 at 528 1/4. In the oats market, December oats up 0.25 at 308 3/4. March oats up 0.75 at 325 3/4. In the bean market, November beans down 3 cents at 1009 even. January beans down 3 1/4 at 1028 1/2. Soybean meal for October down 340 at 271.70. December bean meal down $1.20 at 276.10. Soybean oil for October down 6 cents at 49.29. December bean oil down 4 cents at 49.84. In the canola market, November canola up 50 cents at 618.10. January canola up 20 cents at 631.30. For the cotton market, December cotton down 47 cents at 66.17. March cotton down 45 cents at 68.11. For the energies, crude oil for November up $1.56 at 64.97. Unleaded gas for October up a penny at 201. Heating oil for October up a nickel at 237. And natural gas for October up a penny at 287.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. This year's Celebrate Ag Weekend is taking place September 26th through the 27th. Interim Eldon Gideon Dean of the College of Agriculture at K-State, Dan Mosier, previews a few events that are taking place around the football game. He first mentions the Student Summit on Friday.
Our Celebrate Ag Student Summit is a great opportunity for high school students or community college transfer students that are thinking about potentially joining us at Kansas State in the College of Agriculture, and for them to learn more about our programs, to interact with our faculty and staff, and also get to know other high school or transfer students that are also thinking about coming to K-State.
He continues with a fun event that will be happening that evening.
The Big Barn Bash is sort of a social event at the Stout Center. There'll be a live band, really good food, barbecue, really a chance to connect. A lot of alums I know will come. And so for those K-State Ag alum who haven't been to campus in a while, maybe haven't connected with a lot of their former classmates, it's a great opportunity to come and have some fun and see everyone on Friday night.
Mosier says what is being hosted on Saturday before the game.
Agville is basically a celebration of all the exciting things that are happening in the College of Agriculture, and it's held on the concourse of Bramlage Coliseum. All morning, the doors to Bramlage will be open, and we will have displays and tables set up, and all our departments in the College of Agriculture and partners like typically the Kansas Forest Service and Department of Agriculture and other organizations that are also very much involved in all parts of agriculture and natural resources will be there as well. So, and there'll be a wide variety of things. There'll be things for young children and just helping families, citizens, prospective students, grandparents, everyone just learn more about all the great things happening in the College of Agriculture. It'll start 4 hours before game time, and it'll wrap up an hour before. We have a special meal that will be held on the floor of Bramlage Coliseum the same time as Agville is going up on the concourse. And so, again, anyone can come to Agville for free, no registration required. If they would like to also join us for a meal, that will start 3 hours before game time.
That was Interim Eldon Gideon Dean of the College of Agriculture at K-State, Dan Mosier, with what is happening for Celebrate Ag Weekend. Learn more and get registered at www.ag.k-state.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Sale begins 11 a.m.
with 10 black and Charlie bottle babies 2 weeks old, a black heifer calf 7 days old, 21 Charlie cross bulls and heifers weighing 250 to 400 pounds, 300 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, another lot of 80 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 10 black steers weighing 5 to 5.5, 40 Charlie cross steers and heifers 5 to 6, 50 black steers and heifers 5 to 650. 29 black and red steers and heifers weigh 5 to 650, 12 black steers 550 to 6, half a dozen weighing in at 600 pounds. 33 black steers and heifers 6 to 650, 55 crossbred steers and heifers 6 to 650, 17 black heifers 6 to 6.5, 25 crossbred heifers 7 to 7.5. 8 black steers and heifers off grass weigh 7 to 8, 11 black steers 750 to 8, 38 mixed heifers 750 to 850 with 65 weighing in at 775 to 8. 10 black Angus heifers 8 to 8.5, 65 black steers and heifers 800 to 900 pounds, 76 black heifers 850 to 9, 30 black steers 850 to 9, 90 black steers 9 to 9 and a quarter, 60 weighing in 9 to 950, 55 black steers 9 to 950, 60 weighing in at 9 to 950. Two red and white face heifers at 1,000 pounds, plus 17 fed cows, 12 to 1,500 pounds, are among early consignments, with well over 1,300 head expected today at Marysville Livestock, Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY and 53 degrees this hour. Highs warm to the middle 80s today and continue on through the weekend.
Your flowering perennials may be a low maintenance, but they're not no maintenance. We'll share some divisive opinions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 25th, the 268th day of the year. Actor Mark Hamill has a birthday, and Sandra Day O'Connor was sworn in as the first female Supreme Court justice on this day in 1981. If you have perennials that are outgrowing their space, it might be time to divide them. Here's a few ways to know when it's time. When the center is producing smaller and smaller leaves, if new flowering stalks are weaker than existing ones, and if your plant is producing fewer blooms as time goes on. In fact, you shouldn't wait for a perennial to reach monstrous proportions or for warning signs to appear. Most experts recommend dividing a plant when it's still vigorous and healthy. Divide spring blooming plants in the fall, fall bloomers in the spring. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State men's basketball team says they have begun practice for their upcoming 2025 and 2026 basketball season. And with schedules officially being released for the regular season, Kansas State says that they are ready for a tough non-conference slate after coming off their last season at 16-17 overall and going 9-11 for the Big 12 conference. As head coach for K-State says they're prepared for what's ahead.
Yeah, we play in a league that has great road environments, and so might as well start preparing for it early. Both those Creighton's, top 15 in the country, probably preseason. And I think by the time we play Indiana, they'll probably be top 20 in the country also. And so every night in the Big 12, we're going to play a team with a number next to their name. So might as well get used to it.
Their first game of the season kicks off on November 4th, taking on the UNC Greensboro Spartans.
High school volleyball results from this past week. On Tuesday night, the Marysville Lady Bulldogs fell in two games at Abilene, 2-1 in the first contest and 2-0 in the second. Marysville now 4-12 on the season will look to get back on track when they host Wamego next Tuesday for senior night. Twin Valley League results from this past weekend. Hanover Lady Wildcats run through the Republic County Invitational, winning the tournament 5-0. The Centralia Lady Panthers defeat Jeff County North in the Hiawatha Invitational to take first. Meanwhile, in Tuesday's night's regular season action, in action at Onega, the Axel Lady Eagles go 1-1 with a victory over Washington County, while Washington County Lady Tigers fall 0-2. Between Lynn and Centralia, Lynn Lady Bulldogs go 1-1 over the Panthers, picking up the league win in three sets, while also handing Centralia their first league loss of the season. In activity down at Blue Valley, host Blue Valley Lady Rams go 2-0 with victories over Frankfort and Hanover in three sets, while Hanover defeats Frankfort. And finally, in action Tuesday night at Valley Heights, the Lady Mustangs continue their dominance with two wins over Donovan West and Clifton Clyde. League standings now see Valley Heights Lady Mustangs in first at 7-0, Lynn and Centralia in second at 6-1, while Hanover and Onega are tied for third at 4-3.
Friday Night Football, Hanover at Frankfort, live on FM 95.5, Marysville at Concordia, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Cape Rep's pregame show begins at 6, on air, online, always on our free KNDY mobile app.
KNDY.